One verse, Isaiah 53. Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, very briefly tonight, if a person is saved, he knows three things. First of all, he knows where he was saved. He knows when he was saved. And he knows how he was saved. And I'm going to tell you very quickly tonight where I was saved, how I was saved, and when I was saved. Now, for example, you're listening tonight to an individual that was privileged above many. For example, I was born in a land called Bible-loving Scotland. And I was born into a Christian family. My father preached Christ to me. And my mother lived Christ before me. And I tell you tonight, young friend, older friend, tonight in the meeting, I was privileged above many. Now, God speaks in many different ways. Sometimes God speaks in death, as our brother tonight has brought that before us. Sometimes God speaks in sickness, but I want to make it very clear tonight, God never spoke to me in sickness. God never spoke to me in death, but God spoke to me that the Lord Jesus was coming. Now, I want to make it very clear tonight. 63 years ago in Scotland, you heard far more about the Lord's coming then than we do now. And I want to emphasize this evening, remember, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. And before this meeting draws to a close, the Lord Jesus Christ could come and take his waiting, watching, working people home. The Lord is coming. Now, twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday, I attended a prayer meeting. I attended a Bible reading. Now, Sunday in Scotland, 11 o'clock to 12, the remembrance of the Lord Jesus. 1 o'clock to 2, the Sunday school. 3 o'clock to 4, the ministry meeting. 6:30 to 7:30, the preaching of the gospel. And I sat under the preaching of the gospel time and again, being convicted by the Spirit of God, being reminded that very soon the Lord Jesus Christ would come. Now, let's get to my story very quickly now. Special gospel meetings were being held, and I think 46 people professed to be saved at those gospel meetings. 46 people professed faith in Christ in those gospel meetings. The preacher was Bill Patterson, a man who was a missionary in Bermuda. And Bill Patterson came home to Scotland, And he came to the assembly my people were linked with. And that man for 6 weeks preached the glorious gospel. 1 week passed by, and souls were saved. The second week passed by, and souls were saved. And I tell you tonight, friend in the meeting, the Spirit of God was working with me. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming. My father will be taken. My mother will be taken. My brother will be taken. And I'll be left for the wrath and the judgment of God. I remember the Sunday of the third week at the Bible class, my best friend professed to be saved. Known to some tonight in the meeting, James Thompson. James Thompson, Sunday afternoon, professed to be saved. I remember that night, Sunday night, I went to that meeting and I had made up my mind that night, I'm going to get God's salvation tonight. I'll never forget that meeting. I was 13 years of age. Now, I'm 76, so I'll save you wondering my age. I was 13 years of age that Sunday night. I sat between my father and my mother. Mr. Patterson preached the gospel that night, and I can't tell you anything he said that night. But you know, after the meeting, brethren went to the anteroom and they prayed for my precious soul, and I could hear my name being mentioned, men crying to God for the salvation of my precious soul. I remember sitting in the front seat with Mr. Patterson. That man opened his Bible and read many verses. But there was one verse that he read. Listen to it this evening. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. You know, that night I saw for the first time when the Lord Jesus Christ suffered and bled and died at the place called Calvary. He died in my room and in my stead. I remember walking home that night. We lived about a mile from the hall. We didn't have a car in those days. And I remember walking home that night, and our house, our home, was always filled with Christians. I remember walking through the door that night, and the house was filled, and I said, I got saved tonight. I thought they would have all started singing, O happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Saviour and my God. My father said, Alec, go upstairs. And I remember going upstairs. And I told my father that night what happened. I remember he came down. I never had hearing aids in those days. Listen to what he said under his breath. I think He's got it. 63 years have passed, and I close tonight with those words. He'll do better for you than this world can do. He's a mighty Saviour. He is good and true. He'll save you by His grace until you see His face. He'll do better for you than this world can do.